As dads, some days we feel like we have all the answers, and some days we feel like we don't have a clue. If that describes you, you're at the right place. This is the All Pro Dad Podcast. Speaking of all pro dads, I'm here with some amateur dads like myself. We're a little afraid of the name of this podcast is All Pro Dads. Like, we think we're the pros.
Yeah.
We want to be better.
Yeah.
I'm a sham.
We are a sham.
Even pros practice.
Even pros practice. Well, there you go.
You think Tiger Woods doesn't go to the driving range? Of course he does.
Even pros practice.
You got to practice.
Let's introduce ourselves as dads and ages of your kids.
So, Reggie Lewis, I have a girl and two boys. Grace, she's 7. Noah is 6. He just turned 6. Six. And then Zacharias, he is 2.
Nice.
So got a little gap there.
Oh
my goodness. Somebody should have told me to like space out.
Yeah, but they still love you though.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, that's
they
good.
Do. Right now they do. Yeah.
Yeah, when you come home, do they go nuts? Is it kind of that?
The 2-year old does.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the older ones. They're over times. They're over it.
That's great. Cool.
Mine are not. Mine are not over it.
They're not over it. That's good.
No. I'm Buck. Hi.
Hey, Buck.
And I've got 2 boys. Carter, who is 9, and Fletcher, who is 6.
That's cool.
Nice. So, 9 and 6.
But, 9 and 6. All right.
And they still freak out when I get home.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a good feeling, but.
Yeah, that's good.
Some days I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
I'm coming in the back door.
How long you been here, Dad?
I don't know.
Didn't want you to know. No, and I'm Bobby. I've got 3 kids. Ava's 12, Easton's 8, and Hannah's 3.5. So we got them all spaced out every 4 years. Yeah. College plan, every 4 years.
Yeah. My name is Ted, and I have a 13-year-old daughter. I have an 18-year-old daughter. I have a 20-year-old son. I have a 23-year-old son. No, and that's where it stops. So we're a little bit on the odd end of the spectrum on this. So there's lots of different dads at a lot of different stages here. So each week we have 4 dads that dive into just one question.
Yep.
Because we figure like that's all we can handle. It's just one question per episode. So we're going to ask one question, and then we're going to leave people with a pro move. Here's something that's actually doable, but actually is going to matter. So today's question is, it's a little bit different, but I like it. I think it's maybe something that a lot of us haven't thought through before. It's like, is it selfish for me to have me time as a dad? Mm-hmm. Okay. And when I say that, when you hear the words me time, because we talked about this when we were trying to put the title together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you hear the words me time, what is that, just from an emotional standpoint, how does that hit you?
Bubble bath. No, I'm just kidding.
You need a bubble bath.
Richie, listen to me.
Bubble bath.
You too?
Yeah, you too? I think me time translates to me of like something that I would like to do, but borderline, like more so something I'd like to do maybe alone.
When you hear that, does it sound like it's an okay thing for a dad to have me time, or does it sound selfish?
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to have that me time, but maybe after you've had the we time with the family.
Gotcha.
Right? I've had me time, and thank you for clarifying that, Buck, where you're saying like, where I'm doing this alone, not just doing something that I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I like to golf. And I've been golfing with the family.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm already bad. Mm-hmm. But that day, it just went to another height. And I'm frustrated with them, and they have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Then you start yelling at your 2-year-old, what are you doing?
Don't hold the club that way. Come on.
That's not how you hit it at 2 years old.
Yeah.
But, and so I'll go by myself, and that's the me time. But, again, you know, I felt guilty about having the me time when I didn't have we time with my wife
or with
my kids.
So it doesn't sound selfish if it's coupled with something else. It doesn't sound selfish if it's partnered with the we time. I can have me time as long as there's some.
As long as I've done the we time, and it could be totally separate. Like, we could go to the mall, we can go to the park, we can go to the pool.
Yeah.
That's the we time. When I go golf, for me, now that's the me time. But I need to do the we time first, because I've done that where I've come home and, you know, you leave the wife with the kids and she's frustrated out of this world. And and I'm like, shoot, I didn't spend time with her. Yeah. I didn't spend time with the kids. And then I saw the fruit of my labor with that. But then when I've done the we time, and then I went and golfed, I come back, how was your round? It was still terrible.
Yeah.
But at least she's asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the important thing to remember is, like, this is not just me time. I want to nap on the couch. Like, that's not what we're talking about. No. We're talking about, like, things that fill up our cup, things that give us joy, things that re-energize us as dads so that you can be a better dad when you're done with me time. It's not just I'm going to go in a hammock, which is great on occasion, but that's not what we're really focusing on. We're focused on, like, what is your passion that you want to do and how do you get that to recharge you?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you taking care of yourself? Yeah. That was one of the things.
Mentally, physically.
Yeah, all the mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Like, what are the things that you're doing? Because I don't know, and maybe because I'm older, but I just remember thinking, if I do anything for myself, that this is selfish. I felt like if I do anything for me, that I shouldn't. Well, it made me feel guilty.
You said the word selfish, and I think instantly we think that's a negative. Mm. It can be a negative, but I don't think it's automatically a negative, because I think in order to have any kind of me time, you have to prioritize something or recognize in yourself, I'm drained. I need some, I love my kids. I need some time to go over here and do something else by myself, which inherently is selfish, you know, definitionally, but I don't think that's a negative way of looking at it. So, I mean, you really have to look at how you're viewing this word, selfish, you know.
What is the research saying about this, Bobby? You were talking about that earlier, that there's some research about why we should do this.
Super interesting. I was reading a study conducted solely with men, so women not part of this, it's just for dads, found that holistic self-care was the term, we're calling it me time, just for, you know, layman's terms, leads to men spending 44% more time caring for those around them. And that tells me that me time is not just a selfish thing. It's actually a very important part of being a man, being a dad, so that you can charge the batteries and get back to being 100% of what you need to be for dad instead of running on 50% all the time.
At these different stages of where our kids are, what do you do for yourself mentally?
I sacrifice some of my sleep and I get up about 2 hours before the house wakes up and everything is just...
That's hard, too. That's hard because when your two-year-old hears the first stirring, boom, let's play. At least that is in my house.
Oh, the boy, the six-year-old boy, he doesn't run out of energy. Yeah. But so for that side of me where it's like, okay, I need to kind of get mentally prepared for the day. And it sounds bad, but I mean, we're all dads. We get it, you know. Yeah. And I'll work out or I'll read or I'll just do both. You know, for me in my house, I'll pray and I'll do those things. And I've noticed the same thing with not having the wee time. I've noticed I am short tempered if I don't put in the hours in the morning of doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a night and day difference.
That you need I got to get up. And if I don't get up early, it's not happening.
Yep.
Like there's no me time once the littles are
age.
Nope.
No, you're not escaping.
Buck, what about you?
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like I don't have a lot of time.
If you had the dream of what would restore you mentally, like
if I had
what would it be?
The dream.
Yeah, what would it be if you could, if you had the time?
You know, I don't know.
And that's okay, because I think there's probably a lot of dads listening right now going, I have no clue.
What is me time? Yeah. Ted, you said something earlier that caught my attention. It's one word, and you said, I feel guilty. And that resonated with me because I work from home half the time, work from the office half the time, and the days that I'm at home, my son, he's 7, and my daughter loves to read. She'd be fine sitting in her room reading forever. Loves to read books. Our little one, she's in and out, running around. My son wants to play with someone else. He's not going to entertain himself. He wants to play with you 24 hours a day. Mm. And so he's watching me, and he's like looking at the clock, and he's like, I know you only have 20 minutes left. I know you only got 15 minutes left. I know you got 2 minutes left. And he's like standing right here. He's ready. You ready? And as soon as the clock strikes, I'm done with work. He's like, here's the hockey stick. Let's go to the driveway. I'm like, I want to do that. But also, like, I just recently signed up for an art show. I've never done an art show before. I've been making some wood products in the garage, just doing some cool, like, little art pieces that I really enjoy making. And so I'm trying to get ready for that. It's a couple weeks away. And I will never finish if I can't go out there and sand something. And part of me is like, man, I feel guilty telling you no, because someday I'm going to beg you to play and you won't want to play anymore.
It is the constant thing of, man, the clock's ticking, man, clock's ticking. And everybody tells you that. The clock's ticking. And as somebody who knows that, you know, we're sending our first daughter off to college. It's killing me, man. It's killing me. And so you do play the game of did I, should I, should I have did it? Am I sending her with enough? Yeah. And so I get that. I think what we have to remember is like this is a, you know, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. So when we live every day like it's a sprint, like today I've got to play every day for 5 hours a day, and then, you know, Reggie, your point was, and then I'm grouchy. Then I'm grouchy. I'm not my best. They're not getting the best version of me. Yeah. So for mentally, I want to take us back to there because I want to take these by categories. Like for mentally, Bobby, for you, what about for you mentally? Does the, or maybe it is the woodwork that's helping you.
I don't know that I get it. I don't know if I necessarily get the me time that I desire, but I get enough to help me get to where I need to be. Like if you think of like, we have a pitcher here of water and like you have to pour out to each kid every single day. Well, eventually your pitcher is going to run out of water if you don't take the time to fill it back up to the top so that you're available for them and pouring this water out. 100%. So I want to fill my pitcher more.
Yep. Mm.
But I also don't want to, you know, just focus so much on like, hey, I need to be by myself for a while. I can't do the dolls. I can't do the Legos. I can't do the whatever right now because I'm working on me. And maybe it just means that when they go to bed, I get it then.
Right.
But then I'm sacrificing time with my wife. You know what I mean? Like there's a difficult balance.
And, then, and that's mine. Yeah. That's mine too. Like that's mine right now.
If I don't get that time, I mean, I'm grouchy. I'm frustrated. And so for me, it's typing prayers in my computer. It doesn't have to take forever. And some days I can take a little bit longer or just a devotional or find some video to go, okay, let me get my head back in the game here. So for me mentally, if I can do that, it gets me out of this mode of I've got to get all this stuff done. And if I don't get the stuff done, then I don't have value. So when the kids come in, because I'm working from home too, if a kid comes in, and I'm thinking it's all about me and getting all my stuff done. I haven't mentally wrapped my head around the fact that it's not. When they walk in, I don't look up. Or I give them the nonverbal, I'll be with you at 5, right?
What I'm getting with that is it's, you said sacrifice as well. It's like if I'm going to sacrifice anything, it's going to sacrifice, I'm going to sacrifice like my sleep. Right? That's the mindset I try to get into. I don't want to sacrifice time with the kids. I don't want to sacrifice time with my wife. So who's left on that list?
It's you.
It's me.
It's you.
And what I realize is, you know, the not only to make the sacrifice, but what has given me peace is when I'm intentional with the time I'm spending with them, where I'm,
well, if that's good.
The things I'm doing, I'm not doing it 50-50. Like I'm spending time with you and then I'm on my phone checking emails. Like, no, I'm spending time with you as my wife. I'm spending time with y'all as my children. And now, yes, daddy has to go spend time here. And so I think they get exposed to that, like, hey, that's the responsibility. Dad is going to go handle that.
That's a great, Reggie, that's perfect thing to bring up to say, hey, it's better for them to get a solid 30 minutes of uninterrupted, we're having conversation, I'm looking you in the face, we're playing. You know, with boys, they don't want you looking in the face. I don't think my boys could identify me in a lineup. But, you know, but I do feel like that's a great point to go. It's better to have this quality time. And so, and I don't think you can give them that quality time if you're mentally a mess. So if we're moving to the next one, how do you take care of yourself socially? And what I mean by that, well, who are the other people in your life other than your wife? Because we'll talk about that on a different episode. Who are those guys? Do you have guys? Because I bet a lot.
Wayne.
Of,
what's Wayne that? Phillips.
Wayne Phillips.
Shout out to Wayne.
So Wayne, that guy in your life that's going to help.
Boy.
Wayne's going to help. Who is that guy? Yeah. And a lot of people listening going, I don't have that guy. Yeah. Research is very clear that guys are lonely.
Yeah.
Like, who's that guy that you can spend time with? And you're not always talking about how to be a better dad, but occasionally that comes up. That after you get done being with that guy, you just, he just fills your tank socially. Yeah. Who's that guy for you and why does that work?
I truly am blessed to have a friend like Wayne, you know? And so, it just, you know, the relationship is just natural feeling. You know, I don't have to feel like I'm in a competition with him because I think guys can feel a little bit like that, you know, where you used to, any other guy that's in a room, you're like, I'm kind of in a competition with him a little bit, you know, I got to be cooler. I got to be, you know, taller.
You're losing to me right now.
Yeah. I'm losing to Bobby. Yeah. But no, I'm truly blessed to have Wayne. So Wayne Phillips.
Wayne.
I said it enough. Wayne.
What's his name?
Wayne Phillips.
Oh, Wayne. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just making sure. Yeah.
Bobby, who's your Wayne?
My Wayne. No, I got a buddy named Lucas. Actually, he's a pastor at our church, and we serve together. I'm an elder at our church, and so we spend a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. But we get together, hang out. Our kids are the same age, so we go through a lot of the same struggles, which I think mm-hmm. is good. Mm-hmm. And so just the stuff that we get to talk about is, I think, understood from both sides. You know, we get it, like, oh, I'm mm-hmm. struggling, man, I can't believe this happened to her. I can't believe this is going through my son's life right now. Mm. We're like, I've been there. I know what you're talking about. This is how yeah. I did it. Mm. Oh, man, I haven't struggled with that yet, but let me help you mm-hmm. pray through it or whatever. You know, I do think everybody needs at least one friend they can sit with or call them up at, you know, mm-hmm. 11 o'clock at night and be like, dude, I struggled all day. I need some help, you know.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think it's – we're all married. I don't think it's fair to our wives to hold that all. As men, if we understand that, we'd be more willing to like help shoulder the burden that our buddies are holding on to.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. Is a way of showing love to our wives in a little bit of a respect there. So
that's great.
You know, I don't want to overburden my buddies, but I want them to be involved in a way that, you know,
yeah, that's good.
Helps
yeah.
out.
Reggie, what about you?
Yeah. So I have two friends that we've been friends for over 20 years since we were,
nice.
You know, 12 years old in seventh grade. And what I've learned is that we're all in the same season. And I also have plenty of other friends right. that I've learned to call friends, just not as long. But I gravitate to guys that are in the same season as me, yeah. Meaning they're married,
yep.
meaning that they do have children. And so to your point, like we can share the same situations, the same successes or same struggles. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you take that and you're like, okay, this is, I'm not alone. And you learn that mm-hmm. you're not alone. And to your point of like saying that there's a lot of guys that are lonely, that to me makes it more open to be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm a guy, you're a guy. We got kids, we got spouses. Like, let's talk, let's be friends. You know, like yeah, stepbrothers. Right. It's like, yeah. Yeah. Did we just become friends?
Yep. Yeah.
And so what you realize is, or what I try to do and lead in my friendships is to be open and transparent. Mm.
Yeah.
Because that is the surest way I find that I am not alone mm. in any of this that I'm going through and living through.
Right.
And then that other guy, it opens the door for him to be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's yeah. hard for guys though, isn't it? Cause you know,
really hard.
Sometimes you oh. do that and put it out there and you don't get anything back. But most of the times you do.
Yeah.
Like I've found yeah. that on this podcast, really, you know, you're just asking people if you go first,
mm-hmm.
man, it just gives permission. Right. Bobby, I want to echo your point about our wives not being our only friend.
Yeah.
Because I think that we kind of hear that. Like, once you're married, like, you got to check out. And it's, again, it's too much pressure for them. I've got a group of guys. We're in a small group with same group. But I've even noticed within those guys, they kind of meet a different social need for me. Like, I'm going, if you want to talk and be vulnerable, this is your guy. Yeah. If you want to go have a good time, you're going to want to go with Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin's
yeah.
going to, and if you do get vulnerable with Kevin, he's like, you're killing my good time. So if you need to share something, Kevin's not your guy. What about our third one here? How do you take care of yourself, like physically? What are you doing like to make yourself feel better physically?
I started playing ice hockey, which is fun. So I did that a little bit. My chiropractor loves it. Loves that I'm playing ice hockey. Man, keeping her in business. But I do that and I enjoy it. But there's so many other things I'd like to do. You said you're loving golf and mm-hmm. I'd love to golf, but my wife works at home. She's a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools as well. So I come home on a Saturday. I'm like, hey, good luck. 5 more hours. I'll see you in a little bit. Like, yeah. that's a hard sell, yeah. you know? I'd love yeah. to do some more physical things for yeah. me, but that takes time. You can't yeah. exercise for 5 minutes. You know, you need to spend yep. some time on it. And I kind of feel guilty doing that sometimes.
Yeah, golf's a big chunk.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk of the day. But what about you?
I don't do enough physically, like, of like physical health. I need to be better about that. The things I do though are things like woodworking. I'll do woodworking yeah. out in the garage and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But a lot of the problems is the hobbies that I like to do take a lot of time to do them.
Yeah.
You know, and yep. so it just is ugh, like I love music. It's real hard to like only do music for a few minutes here or there.
Right.
Recording music, that just, it takes time.
So the thing that really restores you in that way, it's like, I don't have a lot of time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did have time, that would be a thing. that would really.
My doctor would want me to.
Well, here's a, here's the solution.
My doctor tells me to.
Yeah, here's the solution. Start working with heavier species of wood.
There
so
you
you're
go.
Like lifting you heavy stuff in the garage. There you go.
Yeah, just Reggie, keep working out the things and picking them up.
Reggie, what about you?
I would say just going back to working out in the morning.
Yeah.
Just getting that time away, which it just, again, it helps the, you know, for the day, helps keep me, you know, having the vision that I have, which is my kids, they get older and they're active and I want to be active with them. And because like growing up, my dad, he wasn't active with me or my siblings at all.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen my dad throw a football. I've never seen him throw a baseball, like never seen him run a race ever. And so I was like, well, shoot, I don't want to be that dad. So in the morning, I do that because I'm, you know, prepping myself once my kids continue to grow. And actually, even now, like we can run around, we can play tag at the park, we can do that. And I'm just like, okay. So there's the sacrifice, though. I got to go out and do it. And so, I don't want to work out all the time. Like that stuff, it's
weights are heavy, man.
Weights are heavy.
God,
weights
heavy.
You get out of breath.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that all about?
Like, who wants to wake up in the morning and do that?
I already sweat. I live in Florida. I sweat all the time.
Yeah. It's like a natural sauna here. Like, you just walk outside. So, yeah, I think I'm thinking about your guys' kids, the stage that they're in. I saw my wife brought in a photo the other day, and I'm sitting with my boys, and I think they're at the time they're like 5 and 2, and we're sitting on the couch, and I look like I have been hit by a truck. I mean, I looked delirious, and I thought, oh, I remember that. I remember coming in, and like, Dad, and you're just, oh, I need a minute. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. And then you got the guilt tape running. You got the all that. So you do it. But I think right now we're at a little bit different stage. That it's a gift my wife and I can kind of give each other to go, you can go here. And sometimes my wife would go, hey, do you need to go for a run? Like, I'm good. I got everything here if you want to go for a run.
Yeah.
In other words, you're driving me crazy and you're a ball of whatever. You need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And so it does, I do feel like I come back a better dad.
Yeah,
I do. I feel like I come back a better dad.
Well, that's the thing. I think that we've used the word selfish. We've used the word guilty. But I understand those things. I totally get it. Because me time, inherently, you're talking about yourself. You know, me is in the word. But I think we need to reframe how we think about me time. We don't need to probably think about it so much as we're ignoring everyone else. Instead, we should look at it as I'm investing in myself to be better for you.
And you do.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, the research shows it. And that, we were going to use the word self-care, but it was like, oh, that doesn't sound like a guy
word. That sounds clinical.
It sounds clinical.
Yeah,
so, but
my PCP told me to do that.
But that is what we're talking about. We're talking about taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we could talk about this all day, and this has been a great conversation. And I just hope, and it feels like just having this conversation, I can tell that you guys don't have as much guilt with that. Or I mean, you have the same struggles, but maybe have a little bit better awareness of that. You know, kind of our bottom line, we like to give a little quick bottom line every time. It's the better you take care of yourself, the better you can take care of your kids.
Yeah.
So, and with that, we want to give you the pro move of the day. Bobby, will you give us the pro move? This is where we give you something that's powerful, but that's something that's doable. And I'm telling you, if I've seen one thing that we've had one conversation that I'm hearing that you guys need to say, I need this to be doable.
Yeah.
It's this one.
Because this can sound overwhelming. You're like, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to get up 3 hours early. Like, it can sound overwhelming. But we want to leave you with the pro move. So ask yourself, what is one step that you can take towards taking care of yourself better physically, mentally, or socially? And like we said, we gave a bunch of examples. You can get up a little earlier. You can pray. You can journal. You can just get out in the garage, do whatever you want to do. Go for a run. There's so many ways you can do it. Pick one as your pro move this week and do it.
That's good. Just one thing. Just one thing.
One thing.
You guys, thanks for listening. We hope you've been encouraged today as you've listened. I know you got a lot on you, and this is a tough one. To talk about making time yourself, we know that's a difficult ask, but take just a little bit of time, and we hope it helps you to continue to be an all-pro dad. Thanks for listening to the All Pro Dad podcast. All Pro Dad is the fatherhood program of the nonprofit Family First. Along with our motherhood program, iMom, we exist to help you love your family well. Subscribe to our daily email, the All Pro Dad Play of the Day, by going to allprodad.com/subscribe and get daily, powerful, and practical fatherhood tips in your inbox. The All Pro Dad podcast is hosted by me, Ted Lowe, produced by Bobby Lewis.